Welcome back. Barry Lenehan here standing in tonight. A reminder of our panel, the Irish Times, Sarah Burns, Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy, Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers and Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats. Now, Israel's continued campaign in Gaza and South Lebanon continues tonight after the deadliest day in Lebanese history in almost three decades yesterday. Fears of a fully fledged war in the Middle East, they grow despite stark warnings from the US President and the Secretary General of the UN. And here at home as well, Sarah Burns, also stark warnings and criticism of Israel's continued campaign in the Dáil.
There was calls as well from Ivana Bacik and Paul Murphy about, calls to remove blocks regarding the introduction of the Occupied Territories Bill. Pascal Donoghue said the Taoiseach had sought further legal advice on the matter and that he was sure Simon Harris wanted that advice as soon as possible and would raise it with him. I know the Taoiseach was speaking to reporters earlier and it spoke about how he had met with foreign ministers in New York and said there was considerable anxiety about the developing conflicts in the Middle East and that nobody knows where this is going to end.
And the Taoiseach had comments as well, didn't he, saying that the world is not doing enough for Palestine and inconsistently applying international law. Would you agree with those comments from the Taoiseach, Lisa Chambers?
I would. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy when we look at the response of the international community to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the atrocities and the war crimes that have been committed there. And we look then at the international response to what Israel have done in Gaza. We slapped sanctions on Russia when they bombed key infrastructure. We didn't do the same to Israel. So there's clearly differences in how we're treating these conflicts. Now, I think the escalating nature of what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening in Lebanon is of deep concern, obviously, to us here as well, because we have soldiers in UNIFIL that are serving there with the UN. And we are monitoring that situation. The government are on an ongoing basis, but it's a very dangerous situation for them. And the Department of Foreign Affairs have advised all Irish citizens to leave Lebanon at the earliest opportunity. So it's certainly a really worrying time.
Gary Gannon, do you agree with the Taoiseach's remarks?
That the world is not doing enough? Yeah, of course I do. But I also don't think that the Irish state is doing enough. I mean, the issue of the Occupied Territories Bill is something that's been on the agenda now for many years, since before I was even in the Dáil. We have had updated legal advice, though, from a number of NGOs that demonstrate that at this point it is probably actually within their power to enact that. But even go beyond that, the Settlements Divestment Bill that was passed in the Oireachtas probably over a year ago now still hasn't been brought to the Finance Committee. I mean, is there something that we could actually be doing ourselves?
What difference would it make, Israel?
Consequence.
We hear is clearly not listening to all the appeals.
Not listening because we're only using words where Israel haven't felt as any sort of consequence. Lisa's already highlighted the sanctions that have been inflicted upon the Russian state rightfully. Israel receives none. So if the EU, if whatever global entity the Taoiseach is appealing to, they are not listening. There are things that were in their power. So the Occupied Territories Bill is obviously an important one, but except there may be different legal framing of definitions, I would argue we could enact this, some may not. The Settlements Divestment Bill, though, is without question something that is within our capacity, and that is something that the state in and of itself is sitting on at the minute, and that is something that we could tangibly be doing.
Matt Carthy.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, and on many instances, I think it's important to say that it is valuable that Irish leaders are in the UN speaking as they speak. I do think that's important. But at the same time, domestically, it is a bit galling to hear the Taoiseach calling on the world to sit up and take action when week in, week out, we have been calling on him to do the exact same, not just since last October, but for many years beforehand, because the reason Israel.
But he argues his comments are doing something. The government is seeing on an international stage to put pressure on Israel.
In the last 24 hours, Israel simply added to their list of war crimes and flagrant breaches of international law. Those breaches of international law have been ongoing and escalating for decades. The difficulty is that over the course of that period, Israel, rather than face a single consequence for that, has actually been giving preferential treatment. They have a preferential trade deal with the European Union, which means that they have freer trade than virtually anybody outside of the continent of Europe with us, with Ireland. That was agreed by an Irish government at a time when Israel was expanding their illegal settlements and when they were engaged in a brutal blockade of of Gaza. So, and unless and until states actually stand up, and in the first instance, Ireland has to do what Gary has outlined in terms of the Occupied Territories Bill, the Sinn Féin's Illegal Israeli Settlements Divestment Bill. We need to ban the export of dual use items. These are items that can be used for military purposes to Israel. There are three things that government can do without approval of anyone else. And then we do need to increase the pressure on the European Union to take a harder position. But that job is made much more difficult by the fact that the parties in government endorsed the reappointment of Ursula von der Leyen, somebody who will move heaven and earth before she allows a sanction to be levied against Israel.
Amers, what on the central point of Gary Gannon and Matt Carthy there, that the government aren't doing enough by not enacting those pieces of legislation?
I think the Irish government, if we're being honest in assessing how we've done on this, we have been in the minority most of the time at an EU level in terms of voicing our support for Palestine. We are one of three EU states that are now recognising the state of Palestine. That was a significant move and sent a really big signal internationally about our position on this conflict. So I think we've done a good job. And like, let's not overstate our position as a small member state, as part of the European Union, in what is a global issue. So, you know, there is a, you know, there's a limit to what impact we can have. But I do think we're using all of the levers, all of the influence that we have at the different international fora like the UN to assert our position and advocate for peace and for the people of Palestine. And so I'm proud of how our government has handled the situation and advocated on behalf of the people of Palestine.
We also heard Antonio Guterres today say in his speech that the level of impunity in the world is politically indefensible and morally intolerable, he told leaders, adding that a growing number of governments and others feel entitled to a get-out-of-jail-free card. Listening to that, Lisa Chambers, does that apply to countries ignoring our ban on weapons travelling over our airspace as well?
Well, it does. I mean, I think there are certain countries that, you know, get away with certain actions that other countries don't. And these are the very countries that are then, you know, enforcing, you know, international law and human rights and standing and pontificating, and yet are not practicing what they preach. So I think his remarks were very pointed, but very accurate. And I'm not sure it's going to change an awful lot because the international order, there are bigger states, bigger countries, but it's important that it's said.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying he's open to banning flights carrying munitions linked to Israel from Irish airspace. Should he prioritise that, Gary Gannon?
I mean, priorities, yeah, absolutely, we shouldn't be happening in the first place. I mean, the Taoiseach was asked on a number of occasions, actually, the then Taoiseach, now Taoiseach, was asked on a number of occasions if he was aware of airplanes travelling through our sovereign Irish airspace which were carrying munitions to Israel, or even stopping off of Shannon, for example. He was very adamant at the time that that wasn't the case. I mean, I think he has a job to now come back into the Dáil to reflect the record that actually he was certainly mistaken on that. Now that we are aware of it, what are we going to do about it? Some of the airlines that were going through our sovereign airspace are now going around. There was very clearly an intention to use Irish airspace. It does make us complicit, even if that's true indifference.
Final word, Matt Carthy.
Yeah, we have to be seen to take meaningful actions against what is, to my mind, the greatest threat to international law. Because if Israel continues to be able to treat international law as an option, well, then others will simply point to that when they do likewise. So unless and until the Western world in particular takes action, and just like with apartheid South Africa, sometimes it takes small countries like Ireland to actually
take the first step. Calls on the text message here for action as well. But that's all we have time for this evening.